was your thought when you saw that play in the game plan this week?
My thought this week was Kyle said, you got to do better than Debo. That's what Zach Ware is in the meeting. And me and Debo, that's like my brother. So it's always a competitive thing. And my number was called. I wanted to make a play. And it's not me making a play, honestly. It was the line, man, the front. Christian making his block. And Mike pancaking this dude. Willie Sneed sealing the edge. And I think anybody in that position of getting that ball would have made the same play. And we put points on the board.
That you just mentioned, did you see it later on the big screen, or did you see it as it unfolded?
I knew it when I scored. The people that was around me, Willie was the first one I seen dance with me, whatever. And he had the big block on the play. So I knew when I go down, it's going to be someone that's cracking, and it was Willie Sneed. And Christian was in the backfield, so when I ran around, I seen Christian, I seen Willie. So if the play is big, it's all on them. Like, and that's what it was. That was all their play. So,
thinking when you're running free in the end zone and you see George coming up with the plays going to you and you think you got a touchdown and he snags it?
Of course, anybody in that position, like, I want to score. I want it to be me. But again, me is not in a win. And it's all about putting points on the board at the end of the game. And I'm just as happy with George catching it as me catching it. Because at the end of the day, look where we at now, 37-20 or something like that. That's what it's all about, the end game and putting points on the board and getting that W.
Were you stunned to see George coming over down the middle with you?
I seen him a little early, so I'm like, damn, George, where you going? But he was a little closer to me, so I wasn't going to out-jump him to go get it, and then the ball's all over the place. But like I said, I'm team first guy. You know, so like I said, it's not a me and win, and that's all it's about, getting that W at the end of the day.
Does that play, when you guys do that in practice, was it going to you every time?
With that look? Yes, sir. With that look, it was. But like again, having Purdy, you don't know where the ball going, so you just better run your route full speed. So, he just, if he sees something he like with the coverage given or whatever, he's gonna put the ball on you. So you can't, even if you backside, if you lack, don't ever lack, because Purdy might see something and he give you the ball. That's the opportunity. So that's the great thing, honestly, for a receiver. Just knowing you backside, you can't lack, because it might come to you.
Thing for a young guy to be able to see the field as well as he does and go where the guy is hoping?
Very. I think I said on the radio, he has, like with Purdy, he's just, since day one, he has big cojones, man. Just, they had said on the radio about Josh Allen and Ben Roethlisberger. And it hit me, I'm like, oh Lord, like, he gave me that same vibration when you just round him in the locker room. Of the alpha male mentality, and when he's out there, he takes leadership in the huddle. That's been since preseason when he first got here, OTAs, and it's not surprising that's on the field.
Anything?
Just your special teams. I mean, the coverage units. You know, you on returns. It seems like you guys are really coming together in that phase of the game. What's enabled you guys to just keep building and building as the season's gone on?
Watching Fred and the defense being at the top, watching offense going and where we need to go. And you can't be around greatness and not be great. So when you're around it, it's naturally just going to come and come at work. Work is the win is at work. So that's where it started.